This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. One of the remaining Supreme Court cases of the term is a biggie. It centers on a woman who wants to make wedding websites, but not for same-sex weddings. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The question presented in the Colorado web designer case is whether her First Amendment rights, specifically freedom of expression, and the right to not be compelled to speak in a way she disapproves, has more constitutional validity than the 14th Amendment right to equal protection under the law, which protects same-sex marriage as a fundamental right to privacy.
Our Major Garrett with details on another high-profile case decided yesterday on affirmative action that said colleges can no longer consider race in admissions.
The decision was praised by most Republican primary contenders, chief among them former President Trump, who took credit for appointing three of the justices in today's conservative majority. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said she had benefited greatly from affirmative action and vowed to continue her work to build more minority inclusion in higher education.
Today's the busiest travel day ahead of the 4th of July holiday. But correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us airlines are still trying to play catch up after almost a week of bad weather delays.
Reaccommodating people is going to be a challenge. That's why you're hearing people getting rebooked for Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. The other thing airlines can do is more proactively cancel. Cancel the flight early when they know there's going to be a problem so people don't get stranded at an airport.
Not everyone loves to see and hear the fireworks on the 4th of July.
July 4th fireworks can trigger trauma for some veterans. Marine veteran Eric Gieseman works as a veterans advocate in St. Paul, Minnesota.
The ones that crackle are the worst. That brings me back to playing, you know, sitting there playing rummy. You start taking small arms fire.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Hollywood actors and studios are waiting to hear if there's any news with their contracts or if they'll be hitting the picket line. KCAL TV's Tina Patel in Los Angeles says the deadline is today.
Union members already approved a strike authorization. So they could start their own picket lines as soon as this weekend. But Deadline's reporting that there may be an extension in contract talks that the two sides could keep negotiating until July 7th.
Another night of protests in France over the deadly police shooting of a 17-year-old during a traffic stop on Tuesday. Protesters fired off fireworks at police. More than 600 people were arrested. President Emmanuel Macron condemned the violence, calling it unjustifiable. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Military Advocates Veterans Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frank Mobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, and with you on a Thursday, a beautiful Thursday it is, at least in some parts of the state, June 29th, on the board, the dynamic, our superhero, our MVP, the Christian Yelich of Civic Media, the one, the only, Luke Mathers. How you doing, Lukester?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
You lie like a rug. No, this is things are dynamic, things are fluid. We're a growing company here. You never know what's going to be needed next. And the one guy you can always count on in this company is Luke Mathers. Luke, in all sincerity, I appreciate you being here on the board.
That's too kind, Todd. That's
I'm serious.
Too kind. But if you're going to make any comparisons, I would love Giannis one rather than Christian Yelich.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Just like
Giannis.
If I had to choose, I would pick that MVP over the other. But yeah. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, we'd have to like get a long enough syllables to make the song work. We'd have to include Luke has the coolest middle name, Jameson, which I love. That's a great middle name. I'm serious. There was a character on Blue Bloods on CBS. Yes, I watched that show. His name is Jameson Reagan. It goes by Jamie. But yeah,
I did not know that. No, not big on that show. I am very keen on my middle name as well.
It's a cool name, I'm telling you. Well, in all sincerity, I appreciate you being here, Luke, and he'll be here with us at least for part of the hour, part of the afternoon. Big show today. Luke has a Brewers hat on, and let me tell you, this is probably why this worked out this way, because if you don't know, if you haven't listened to the program before, Luke Mathers is the keeper of all of our cachet of Milwaukee Brewers tickets that we give away all season long. He keeps them under a mayonnaise jar on under Funk and Waggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. And as he likes to remember, no, Todd, they're electronic tickets. They're not actually
paper. It's all on the phone. You do not have to deal with stinky tickets if you win here on Civic Media.
Only a stinky host when I don't take a shower. But I tell you, I did. I did take a shower today. anyway, TMI. But we're here. Here's the deal. If you're wondering if you've got relatives in over the 4th of July holiday, and you know we all enjoy the relatives, but they might be coming in for a long weekend, and you're like, geez, they took Monday off too, they're going to be on Friday, they're not leaving until, well, what are we going to do with them? We have got you covered. Courtesy of the Milwaukee Brewers, Civic Media, WISS and WRCE, and our very own Luke Mathers, we have a holiday Independence Day 6 pack of tickets. You heard that right. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. 6 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers on the 4th of July, next Tuesday. Game time, Lukester, 3:10?
3:10. First pitch.
We are going to give those away in hour number 2. Going to be reminding you all this hour. So if you have a family, a cadre of friends, and you're thinking, what are we going to do for the 4th of July? We've got you covered. You just have to answer a trivia question coming up next hour. Remember, you can listen to the Brewers all season long on our flagship station for the Brewers over in Oshkosh, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support. The Big 1100 on the AM dial. Get it from Shawano down to Sun Prairie on Luke's porch, as a matter of fact. Right? You can.
It's pretty...
It's fuzzy, but
it's, yeah, it's pretty near. Yeah. It's all the way to my house. But it is a terrific partnership. We're thrilled to be having this partnership with the Brewers all season long. So yeah, you absolutely want to listen to Civic Media. You want to listen to the second hour so you can chime in here on the Todd Alba Show and with tickets. That trivia answer and go see the Brewers. Take it on the Cubbies. We got the Cubbies coming to town as well. So it's going to be a good series. I'm looking forward to watching those games, and you can be in attendance at American Family Field on Independence Day, on the 4th of July, if you answer Todd's trivia question, which I have no idea what the trivia question is. Todd, I hope you got a good one, because this is a good prize.
Quite frankly, neither do I, but we'll have one by next hour. But we'll have one by next hour, by golly. And we'll give away those tickets. I think there's like a big giveaway, because the 4th of July, they always give away something as well. So you'll get a giveaway. You can see the Cubs. And goodness gracious, I mean, if you're a Cubbies fan, God love you. But, you know, I mean, come on. We don't want these seats to go to Cubbies fans.
I mean, you got to be careful. The big guy's listening.
Yeah,
Mr. Brian Kelly and I, we like to go back and forth. That was one of our favorite things. We got to do a show on opening day last year. It was the Brewers and the Cubs for the home series, and we were on the air going back and forth, and he was wearing his Cubs gear. I was wearing my Brewers gear. We were trying to do a radio show that had nothing to do with baseball, but both of us in the background were paying attention to the screens because we were both cheered on for separate teams. So even if you're a Cubs fan, it doesn't matter. Right. You just got to be listening to Civic Media. That's the most important.
Exactly.
Aspect.
And you can hear those games again on WISS in Oshkosh and on WRCE, my home station, back in Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin, AM 1450 at FM 107.7, all season long. Milwaukee Brewers baseball, those home games, of course, with the one and only Bob Uecker. That'll be in hour number two. Coming up next, welcome your calls. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons people say, well, geez, Todd, how in the world could you have stood? Why did you ever get into the Republican Party? Fair question. And as Stuart Stevens has said in his great book called It Was All a Lie, much of it was all a lie. I'll admit that. But there were times I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you one of the key tenets of why I was a Republican for several years and who it was that helped me understand this and how it relates to today's Supreme Court ruling. The question is it government's job to ensure that everyone has an equal shot at the starting line? We'll come back. Welcome your calls, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you, 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. Luke Mathers on the board. I'm Todd Alba. This is Civic Media Brewers Tickets in hour number two, and a discussion on diversity, affirmative action. We've got quotes from Colin Powell as well, and Derek Van Orten will not be called. We could welcome his call if he wants to. We'll talk about him as well. All that and more. Stay with us now. This is the Todd Alba Show on Civic Media.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We
We have some pretty nice weather on the way as we head into the pre-4th of July weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 86 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. 62 tonight, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm on Sunday, 86. Slight chance of a thunderstorm Monday with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Luke Mather is on the board and as our guest co-host this hour. Always great and a treat and an honor to have him with us on the microphone. Here's the deal. Going to be talking about this this hour. This case that came down from the U.S. Supreme Court this morning on a 6-3 vote. Part of it 6-3, part of it 6-2. Ketanji Brown abstained or recused herself, is a better way to put it, on the Harvard case because she is, did she go to school there, Luke, or was she a teacher there? I forget.
I am not.
She was
familiar,
connected to someone.
I believe, yeah, there was a Harvard connection there, and she felt it necessary to not vote in that.
Imagine that, a Supreme Court justice with integrity.
With ethics.
I know.
It's amazing.
Surprising.
It's amazing.
It gives you hope. It gives you hope.
Yes.
But in any case, the Supreme Court today struck down affirmative action, saying that for all intent and purposes, although some of the analysis is still being looked at and read, but it appears, without a full reading of the decision, it appears that the Supreme Court has said that race can no longer be a sort of a factor or consideration in things such as college admissions. So before the break, I said, I was Republican for almost 30 years, left the party in 2011 over voting rights issues after witnessing a closed-door meeting in the U.S., Wisconsin State Senate, talking about so-called voter ID bills that were voter suppression. And that was too much. It was a bridge too far. And I left in 2011. But here's the deal. There used to be Republicans in this state who believed in equality and actually fought for it. One of those was a guy over in the 3rd District of Wisconsin, today held by Derek Van Orten. Mr. Van Orten's predecessor, in terms of a Republican, the last Republican to hold that seat, Steve Gunderson. Derek Van Orten tweeted out about an hour and a half ago. He retweeted a Fox News headline, says Supreme Court rejects affirmative action and ruling on universities using race and admissions decisions. Van Orten retweeted that and added a quote from Chief Justice John Roberts in the case. Says, quote, the way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is to stop discriminating on the basis of race. It's a pretty trite way to put it. Basically saying, well, if we just stop being racist or stop discriminating, it'll go away. That apparently is what Mr. Van Orten believes as well. Congressman Van Orten from the 3rd District. Well, here's what his Republican predecessor, Steve Gunderson, said. And this is one of the reasons I got involved in the Republican Party back in 1980. Steve Gunderson said this. And he said it all the time. He said, it's not government's job to ensure that everyone is successful. It's government's job to ensure that everyone begins at the same starting line. Not government's job. I mean, think about that. Is it government's job to ensure that everybody's a success? No, I mean, some people are going to mess up. Some people are going to be more, into working harder, I guess, than others. I mean, it's not government. We can't have a country where government is going to make us all successful. But Steve used to say it is government's job to ensure as much as possible that everyone begins at the same starting line. So my question is it government's job to ensure that everyone has an equal shot at a starting line? And before we go to the phones, we're going to go to the phones in just a second. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. One more Republican to quote here. This from 2003. January of 2003. Remember Colin Powell? Former joint chairman of the Chiefs of Staff? Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, I believe. Yeah. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. There we go.
Yes, there we go. There we got there. We landed.
Third time there's a charm. Yep. So Colin Powell happened to be a black man. Parents were from Jamaica, amongst other places. Successful 4-star general. Finally came out as a Republican, thought about running for president, 96, took a pass on it, ended up being George W. Bush's Secretary of State. Met him a couple of times, actually. From 2003, Colin Powell, this is from CNN, back in 2003, quote, called himself a strong proponent of affirmative action. Secretary of State Colin Powell said Sunday that he believes race should play a role in university admissions. Quote, I wish it was possible for everything to be race neutral in this country, but I'm afraid we're not yet at that point where things are race neutral. Unquote. Went on to say, I believe race should be a factor among other factors in determining the makeup of a student body of a university. Republican. Respected. At one time, people of the Republican Party in 1996 were begging Colin Powell to run for president. In 2000, it was thought that George W. Bush was going to choose Powell as his running mate. He put Dick Cheney in charge of finding him a running mate, considered Colin Powell. Dick Cheney looked around and said, by golly, there's nobody around better than me, so I guess it should be me. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Vice?
No, I haven't.
And then a side note. No. Oh, the Vice is terrific. You absolutely have to watch Vice at some point.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
But Colin Powell, my point is he's a respected Republican leader. Now, unfortunately, has passed away. Much too young. Steve Anderson and Colin Powell were not some mamby-pambies. They were conservatives of their time. But they both understood that you couldn't just wish away equality. The government had a role in that. And today, the Trump-dominated Supreme Court of the United States said, to hell with it, gave affirmative action the middle finger, and said, we could just play like we're at Disney World, and we'll just wish it all is equal. We'll live in utopia. Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Is it government's job to ensure everyone has an equal shot at the starting line? Let's go to the phones. Back to Richland County. Boaz, home of the Boaz Mastodon. John on the line. John, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, good afternoon. And I'd like to bring up a piece of Cubs history in trivia.
Okay.
A bit of trivia.
We'll go down that road. Go ahead.
Baseball team. Everybody in Cubs, when they're watching their game, they can plan their whole day around the Cubs because, you know, everybody knows the Cubs are going to lose.
Those are fighting words to Brian Kelly of our team. But I'm with you on that, John. We are in agreement on that. I'm a huge Brewers fan. They got a big win last night, Lukester and John. Christian Yelich hit a great run. So, yeah, really, I'm with you, John. Thank you for the call. Appreciate listening out there in Richland County in Boaz on WRCE. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, John. Let's go over to Mark in the Sack. Mark, thanks for listening. We appreciate you as always. What say you? Is it government's job to ensure everyone has an equal shot at the starting line?
Yes, because suppose they all met, you know, under a document they refer to sometimes more than the Constitution, you know, the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, even though the men at the time, and I emphasize men, didn't really believe that, but they tried to believe that, you know, in some ways that, you know, ideally that's what they wished they could have believed, And it's ridiculous to me that a man like Clarence Thomas, and this is a little fact that I picked up just, I was reading about Carnegie Library for some reason, and that Clarence Thomas, because when he was a child, that he was forbidden to go to the library where the regular public library where he lived, but was allowed to go and read at the Carnegie Library, because it wasn't segregated. That was one of the provisions in the Carnegie endowment for those libraries that they couldn't be segregated. But Clarence Thomas has apparently, he accepted, you know, affirmative action that helped him, but now he's, you know, rejected any kind of governmental interference in trying to make things a little bit more equal in this country. I mean, it is just, it's appalling to me that that what they're doing, it is, because things still are not equal in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it is just, you know, now we have a group of Republicans in this state who complain about the university, but yet they do not want to fund the university at levels we saw back in the early 70s, because it was transitioning, I think, in the late 70s, mm-hmm. that less and less government funding for education, particularly college education, where it used to be very affordable for kids to go to college with just a part-time job and maybe just working in the summers and afford a college education without taking out extensive student loans. But there's been less and less support, governmental investment in our future, you know, paying for higher education.
Mm.
I mean, that they want to, you know, that, and it just is, I'll leave it at that. I mean,
Mark,
it's just before, a failure.
Before,
on the part,
before I let you, before you hang up, because I think I want your opinion on this, so I want your follow-up on this, because I love that you brought up this point. It's a tale of two Americans. One American, Colin Powell, a black man. I read his autobiography, great book. My American Life is called. Long read, great read. And he says in his book, he credits affirmative action in the U.S. military, his life and going to the military, of saying the military was one place where a black person actually had a shot at moving up. And one person used those rungs of the ladder, those helpful tools. And then when he got at the top or near it, he didn't forget that. And he continued to fight for affirmative action and speak out on it as Secretary of State. The other American, also a black man, Clarence Thomas, used those same tools to advance. But once he got to the top, he seems to have forgotten all about it. It's a tale of two different Republicans, two different conservatives. And if you hit on it, Mark, it shows the difference of how far the Republican Party has gone off the rails.
Yeah, well, and it's doubly ridiculous because When Clarence Thomas was born, he would have probably been hung for the woman that he married.
Right.
That in the case of Loving versus Virginia, because yeah. that it still was not accepted very well, interracial marriage.
Yeah.
I mean that the man is. I don't understand. I mean that it just is. I mean, greed apparently shows its, you know, is in every man's heart, no matter what the color of your skin is, and I don't know if it's greed or ignorance or what it is on the part of Clarence Thomas, but he sees that he can get ahead by, you know, siding along with the guys that that keep their hoods in the closet, and we don't see the hoods anymore.
You nailed that on the head. You nailed that on the head. Mark on the sack, always appreciate you calling in, my friend. Thank you so very much.
Thanks.
Have a great day. We'd love to hear from you. Do you think that it's government's job to ensure that everyone has an equal shot at the starting line? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit from Mr. Luke, see what his opinion of his favorite justice, Clarence Thomas, as I say with tongue planted firmly in cheek, and get his opinion on that. Your calls as well. If you're on the lines, as Matt Flynn would say, don't go anywhere. I see you on the lines. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's expected to rule today on the student loan forgiveness program. Braxton Brewington with the Debt Collective.
There are a couple of plans for people to lower their payment, but those plans don't work very well at all. And that's why we have been calling on federal government to implement broader scale relief.
It's expected to be the busiest travel day before the July 4th holiday. AAA spokeswoman Ayixa Diaz on the best time to leave if you're driving.
Try to leave either first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., hit the road, or if you can do it, wait until later in the evening after 6 p.m. to hit the road.
Nearly 51 million people will travel somewhere for the holiday. For some combat veterans, fireworks sound like small arms fire.
The big booms, like they make me jump.
That's Marine vet Eric Giesman. He's a veterans advocate in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says it can worsen PTSD symptoms. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
That was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer, engineer, and guest co-host for this hour, the one, the only, Luke Jamison Mathers. And we've decided we're going to turn the Giannis Antetokounmpo song into Jamison Mathers, Jamison Mathers, we want you, Jamison Mathers, Jamison Mathers. See, it works. You got enough syllables there. You understand? You got to have enough syllables.
Yeah, there are quite a few syllables needed if you're going to do the, was that Tenacious D and Jack Black?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't, they had some fun with it.
They did. Great to have you along, Luke. Luke, you hear Luke every afternoon from 12:15 until 1 o'clock, along with William Walter, as they host the call-in show, Town Call. Great program. They were talking today about this subject themselves on the university side of it and admissions and some of the Wisconsin bent to it. Asking this half hour the question in light of the U.S. Supreme Court today striking down affirmative action, telling you that Derek Van Orten's predecessor, Republican predecessor in the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, Republican Steve Gunderson, longtime congressman for 16 years in Wisconsin, said that he believed that it is not government's job to ensure that everyone is successful, but it is government's job to ensure that everyone begins at the same starting line. Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, former Joint Chairman of Chiefs of Staff, Republican, the late Colin Powell, when he was Secretary of State in 2003 in the Bush administration, the W administration, saying, quote, "I wish it was possible for everything to be race neutral in this country, but I'm afraid we're not there at that point yet where things are race neutral. I believe race should be a factor among many factors in determining the makeup of a student body of a university." That from Colin Powell. Two Republicans. And yet the Trump-dominated conservative court today struck affirmative action down. Do you believe that it is government's job to ensure that everyone has an equal shot at the starting line? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. Go to the phones here in Madison, hopefully listening to us on WMDX. That's 92.7 FM in Madison. G in Madison, we appreciate you holding through the break there, G. What say you?
Okay, my name is Gunvor, but I didn't want to make it too difficult for you. I think it's government's obligation to correct what they've done with slavery and creating this inequality from the beginning, and we're not addressing that. It's kind of naive and ignorant to put it as it's government's job to give everyone an equal opportunity. We have created this inequality, and it's government's obligation to acknowledge and correct that.
So basically you're concurring with a former Congressman Steve Gunderson's analysis that it is government's job to ensure an equal shot at the starting line. You'd concur with that?
Well, there is no equal shot. I mean, the way that our whole system is built and everything is completely unequal. So affirmative action needs to happen because things have been unequal from the very start. I mean, disastrously inhumane, and for us to think, I mean, it's not even as simple as it's government's job.
I think, as my former boss used to say, I think we're probably in the heat of agreement here, because I think we're talking about the same thing.
Yes.
You're talking about the larger picture, which I concur with. I'm just trying to kind of narrow it down here and make it a little bit more digestible for folks to understand.
We're in agreement, and I just want to point out that we also have to acknowledge all these hundreds of years of inequality.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I mean, I was reading an article last night I think it's a new proposal in the U.S. Congress that now some Republicans want to take away natural born citizenship. So if you're born in this country to parents who are not citizens, you don't automatically get citizenship. And it was pointed out that it was until 1926 in this country before Native Americans, the people actually were here first, before they got automatic citizenship.
Well, yeah, that's ridiculous. And my father came here from Sweden and never became an American citizen. So I guess I would have problems.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So I get what you're saying. There's a long history of inequality and wrongdoings in this country that should be acknowledged.
It was created by the government in the first place.
Mm.
I think it's their obligation to correct it.
Yeah.
And it's naive and ignorant to not acknowledge that. It's not just a simple fact of, oh, are we giving people a little more leverage? No, these people, many people have been held back and brought here as slaves and treated unequally from the very start. It's time to correct that.
I appreciate the call, G. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your point in calling in. G and Madison, thank you so much. If you'd like to be like G, we'll love and welcome your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Is it government's responsibility? I'm sorry. Is it government's job or responsibility to ensure that everyone, to the best degree possible, has an equal shot at the starting line? Luke, our colleague, Kristen Bryan, Jane Matt Nair on As Goes Wisconsin this morning, discussing this as well. And Kristen brought this up, but I thought this was fantastic. And it's, I don't want to call it a game, but I guess an exercise is the better way to put it. And I'm not sure if it's called the step exercise. You might know the actual name of it better than I. But Kristen was walking the listeners through this. And essentially, you get everybody like in a line, a bunch of people, and you say, now, if your parents had, you know, associate degrees, take one step forward. If your parents had four-year degrees, if your parents had a master's degree, if you never lived on, or if you never had to use food stamps, and then, you know, the other way, has your parent ever been arrested? Were you ever left at home alone after school? Take a step backward. And the whole idea is that we think we're equal. We think, though, I didn't have that many advantages. And then you start running through this list and physically take steps forward for all those things that you kind of forget about that you do have privilege. And suddenly it becomes a very real graphic physical example of how much further ahead, literally, some people are.
Yeah, it's I don't know the name of that exercise, but it is an absolutely, I think, eye-opening experience for people that have never considered that. Mm-hmm. When you're in a group, I think I used to do that with you do it in scouts, you do it with the church group, you do it in mm-hmm. school. Like there were plenty of times where I've participated in something like that, and it is illuminating to an aspect of where everybody is coming from. As you were pointing out, the starting point for everybody is not the same. And so to act like this is the task, go hit this benchmark, it can be very easy for some people, and it can be extremely difficult because you don't know where everybody's starting from. And it's a difficult system.
What are your thoughts on this whole issue? I mean, not just of getting rid of affirmative action in colleges, but this whole issue of the trend of the Republican Party just, I don't want to say totally changed, because there's always people that didn't like affirmative action in the Republican Party. But as I'm trying to, I guess, point out, there was a time when there was at least a segment of the Republican Party and a mainstream segment that not only believed this, but spoke out in favor of affirmative action.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to get back to that point, but it is interesting to note that that was a place of agreement, and now there is a lot more disagreement to the point where it worked its way. This is something the courts have, I think, been considering for quite some time.
Yeah.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, but I think that there have been a lot of chipping away at affirmative action over the years, and so to see this decision, I think it's not all that surprising to a lot of folks that have been paying attention to what's been going on with the courts. But I think, as you know, for me, I think there needs to be a lot more focus on what's going on with the federal judiciary and talking about these decisions and how we've gotten to where we are now.
Great point. In this article I pulled up from 2003, what prompted former Secretary of State, the late Colin Powell's comments in support of affirmative action was that back in 2003, there was a case before the Supreme Court of the University of Michigan over affirmative actions. I'm going to read now from this article. In two briefs filed at the time Thursday with the Supreme Court, the Bush administration, did not specifically address the question of whether race could be used as a factor in considering admissions, emphasizing race-neutral options. So that was kind of the whole Bush. It was kind of a little bit of pie in the sky. We'll go along with affirmative action, but we think we should have race-neutral options first. You know, not a bad thing to aspire to, necessarily, but again, in practicality, not so much. At the time, it said the brief supported one white student who applied to the law school and two white students who applied to the undergraduate program. The students' admissions were denied. Meanwhile, and it went on to the Bush statement. So you're right, Luke. You're absolutely right that this whole admissions or affirmative action has been in the hopper, gone before the Supreme Court before, and I believe Matt Flynn, could correct me if I'm wrong, or Maggie Dawn, both attorneys here in the radio network, but I believe this today is the first action by the Supreme Court, or first ruling since 2003, that really went after whether affirmative action was going to stick around. But you're right. I mean, conservatives have been going after this for some time, and unfortunately today, affirmative action was on the wrong side of history. The court was on the wrong side of history, certainly in my opinion.
Well, it will be interesting to see how colleges react to this decision as well. I think it's it's going to be an ongoing conversation, and where we go from here will be something that is absolutely going to be something to keep an eye on, and we'll be covering it here at Civic Media. Well, you got to stay tuned, because this is the content that we like to discuss and have these conversations about, Todd.
And absolutely. And Derek Van Orten, the current Republican congressman from the 3rd Congressional District over in western Wisconsin, my old stomping ground, retweeting the Roberts decision, supporting that. I would love if Derek Van Orten would come on the show, because as a veteran, I would like to ask him, well, does that mean that we should not give veterans preference either? I mean, really? How about women? Should we stop giving women, you know, should we just say, well, women always are, you know, women get equal pay for equal work. Women have shot at equal jobs. We should just get rid of all these laws then, right, Mr. Congressman Van Orten? Is that true? Because I think that most women in the 3rd Congressional District in places like Osseo and Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Onalaska and La Crosse and Richland Center and Boaz, I don't think that a lot of women would say that we're at a point in this country's history where everything is equal. I bet you there are a lot of veterans who have come back from active duty who don't think a lot of things are equal. As a kid myself who received Pell Grants partially to get through college, my parents helped pay the rest. I received help as a white dude in the form of Pell Grants because my family income was at a certain level. There are programs in place throughout history, throughout America, that try to get people to an equal starting line. But yet Republicans like Derek Van Orten seem to just say, I don't know, that's good enough. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Love to hear from you this afternoon. Going to turn our attention a little bit. We can call it on that if you'd like. Going to turn our attention, especially when we come back here, and get Luke's take on what happened last night in the Wisconsin State Senate. They passed the budget long about 10 o'clock in the evening. Passed a budget which gutted the UW system by $32 million plus. Howard Markline got a sweetheart deal for. I wonder if Howard Markline is going to go over and run for state senate over there in just north of Milwaukee. I'm not sure. Because he sure shouldn't run for re-election in southwest Wisconsin, because he stiffed his own district and left UW Richland with nothing after President Rothman and the system closed down the campus. But Howard got in a sweetheart deal along with Tony Kurtz, state representative, to get Washington County $3.3 million. To close down their campus. Nice job, Howie. I don't like nicknames, but I think, you know, in light of this, just the heartless gutlessness, the spinelessness of these two, I think I'll start referring to them as Howie the Coward and Tony the Paper Tiger. Because, you know, he doesn't have a lot of bite. He's just a paper. When it comes to getting something for Richland Center, he's just a paper tiger, folks. He said, I don't have any power, but by golly, he got Washington County $3.5 million. That sounds pretty darn good. We'll come back, and while we have climate change, we're going to come back with an update on what's happening and the smoke in the air. While all that's happening, Republicans are trying to pass a budget at 10 o'clock at night that is not really great for Wisconsin and take away democracy. We'll explain that with Luke after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Hubbell Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We have some pretty nice weather on the way as we head into the pre-4th of July weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 86 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. 62 tonight, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm on Sunday, 86. Slight chance of a thunderstorm Monday with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS, ABC, or the Associated Press, depending upon your Civic Media radio station, will give you the top of the national hour news. Quick check of weather, then back with hour number two. Co-host of the afternoon program, which precedes ours, Town Call with William Walter and Luke Mathers. The co-host, William Walter, here in Luke Mathers in the studio. I'm sorry. I was trying to get both your names in. I'm an old man. Luke knows I'm an old man. He'll forgive me. Luke Mathers, the one, the only, the spectacular, holding, he is the marrow in the civic media skeleton, holding it all together. We appreciate you being here, my friend.
Not a problem, Todd. I'm thrilled to join you on this Thursday afternoon.
Well, I'm thrilled. Well, first of all, let's get the serious, well, it's all seriousness, but let's get the announcement out. Luke was on top of this, thanks to Jimmy Koska here at Civic Media, passing this information along. The air quality advisory, which was supposed to expire this afternoon, has now been extended for basically the entire state of Wisconsin, save for the very northwest corner of the state. But the rest of the state is going to be extended until noon tomorrow. These wildfires continue to burn up in Canada, and because of kind of the El Nino pattern, an unusual pattern for summer, so say the meteorologists, bringing this smoke down out of Canada. And it's nothing to laugh at or you know, sneeze about, because if you have any sort of a breathing problem at all, and really if you don't, you're getting these particles in your lungs if you're staying outside very much without a mask. So if you have to be outside, please break out those N95s, those KN95 masks again, and wear those if you have to be outside. The air quality advisory extended until noon tomorrow. So while global climate change is happening and our air quality, I mean, you can literally sit, right? I mean, people want to say, well, it's not real. Open a window and see if you don't think it's real. While the world is literally burning, Republicans last night in the state Senate in Wisconsin and Madison here passed a state budget bill which guts the UW system, amongst other things. But here's the thing I want to get to, Luke, and get your opinion on. And you've been following on Town Call. It's Megan Wolf, right?
Correct.
Megan Wolf,
yep.
Oversees the state, essentially, it's the state election board commission.
She's the administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Thank you.
So there's six members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, three Republican appointees, three Democratic appointees, and Megan Wolf is then the administrator for that commission. That she oversees the staff of, I want to say it's around 1,800 Wisconsin election officials around the state.
And these are people, your retired school teachers, your grandparents, your friends, your neighbors, who oversee these poll workers who, I believe, all seriousness, are American heroes, help make democracy work. And so the commission's been, they had a vote on whether she was going to continue to be the administrator, as Luke said. Well, the commission is divided up in partisan 3-3, three Republicans, three Democrats. Democrats abstained from the vote. Republicans, three of them voted to essentially can her. Well, according to the rules, as I understand it,
Todd, real quick correction. Yeah. All three Republicans voted to renominate Megan Wolf on Tuesday.
But because they want to get to the Senate so they could knock it down.
Well, it was an interesting turn of events. There was some speculation going into Tuesday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting that there would be some deadlock. That seemed to indicate that they weren't going to... It was unknown what was going to happen at that point.
Sure.
And so after that meeting, when it was a 3-0 vote, because as you noted, the Democratic appointees to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, those commissioners abstained. And so... Essentially, without the full vote, it was going to be a question. There's a legal doctrine now, because from 2021 throughout all of last year, Frederick Prehn, whose appointment had ended the end of April of 2021, just refused to actually give up his seat on the Natural Resources Board. Mm-hmm. And it went through the courts here in Wisconsin and all the way up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last year. And the 4-3 conservative majority deemed that the end of a term did not necessitate a vacancy. If the person did not have a successor confirmed by the state Senate, that individual in the seat could stay on beyond that term limit until their successor was appointed and confirmed.
Confirmed, yep. Mm-hmm.
So throughout all of 2022, because Fred Prehn coordinated with members of the state Senate and lobbyists to be like, this is what we're going to do, right? Like, we want to keep a majority on the Natural Resources Board. And text messages prove that there was behind the scenes coordination in this.
Right.
Like, there was open records requests and public lawsuits filed for that information. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed, saying that, okay, without a successor confirmed by the state Senate, Fred Prehn can stay on as long as he liked.
Mm-hmm.
He then quietly stepped down after Evers was reelected to a second term back in November. But essentially, it gave free will to the state Senate. If they wanted to keep an individual serving on an appointment, they could just not hold the confirmation vote. Nearly 200 Evers appointees went all of last year, 2022, without receiving a confirmation vote. And so if you look at the past, there was a question of whether or not the state Senate would even take up this vote. But the three Republican commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections Commission said, oh, we want that vote to take place now.
Right.
And so they voted to reappoint Megan Wolf. The three Democratic appointees were like, well, without our blessing, she can't actually go before the state Senate. And because of this Prehn ruling, it seems like she can serve on indefinitely until a successor is appointed.
Smart play by the Democrats.
It seemed like there was some politics being played on Tuesday night. And so last night, as you pointed out, I believe around 10:30 at night, State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said, well, we're gonna acknowledge that 3-0 vote as a vote to take up the appointment from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And so at a later date, probably either next week or the following week, I don't think it's going to happen today or tomorrow, the state Senate will take up Megan Wolf's reappointment to be the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. But as it seems like state law, Todd, shows that you need a two-thirds majority. You need four out of six votes. And Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux says, well, no, we've got the math. We got a 3-0 vote. But
he's the most uninspiring, milquetoast, as you said, sad dog leader I've ever seen. I mean, he's not inspiring anybody. That's a great explanation. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is why you want a great colleague like Luke Mathers. Because that's absolutely right. And to me, it's usurping of power. I think the reason they're doing this, Luke, is because if they want a lawsuit to come before August, before Proto Sandwich gets on the Supreme Court, so they have a fighting shot of winning this at the Supreme Court.
It all comes down to Brian Hagedorn, whether or not he would hear a challenge directly to the state Supreme Court. And so that will be interesting to see that timeline, Todd.
Because that's exactly what the Republican plan playbook is right now, folks. And we're going to come back in hour two. We're going to talk through this, take your calls, and explain it. Republicans have got a new plan, and that is to attack election workers, to intimidate election workers, to take over who runs our elections in the state, in our country. We'll talk about it. We have people resigning down in Arizona. We'll have that for you and your calls as well. Luke Mathers, you're a rock star. You're a hero. Thank you very much, my friend, for being here in hour number one.
Thank you, Todd.
And with the trivia question, well, it has to do with Independence Day. I have it for you. Brewers tickets, six of them, six tickets to the July 4th Brewers next on the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.